This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh my goodness, do we have a grape show for you? A great and grape show for you in all sorts of ways today. I'm so excited, I can't even tell you, to introduce some of the folks that you're going to get to meet today. But first off, as an old friend that I know that as soon as I said the word grape, he smiled a lot, is my friend Brock Agee with Le Bleu Bottled Water and Mighty Muscadine, which may have something to do with the grape. So welcome, Brock.
Robbie, great to be here.
And they got a huge event. Like, if you're anywhere in North Carolina, this is going to be one you're not going to want to miss. It's in Mocksville, you know, which is always near and dear to my heart. It's coming up July 17th. We're going to be talking about that. But also on today's show, very, very, very cool people I met at the NRB, Paul Long and Brad Silverman. And they are with Kappa Studios, which is in Hollywood. They were actually in beautiful downtown Burbank, I found out. So welcome, Paul. Welcome, Brad. Paul, you guys are some of my favorite people at the NRB this year to just spend time with.
Oh, yeah. We love being with you, too, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome, Robbie. A minute with you is a really, really good minute. So we're ready for this.
Or wait a minute. Was a minute with him an eternity, or was it?
You know, it wasn't a biblical reference.
It was good, Brad. You made
a friendship, fellowship thing. Yeah.
That was like grape, Robbie.
Oh, yeah. So Paul and Brad are not only Kappa Studios, but they have something that I think is just going to, man, just light up your world. It lights up mine. In fact, I had to give to it this morning because as I saw it sit there, I was like, this is so cool. It is the Christian Film Finishing Fund. Okay, so there's so many Christian films out there that are in so many different states. And Kappa is one of those studios that helps finish Christian films. And like, oh my goodness, they put together this foundation where we could all help put more Christian films on the market by giving to this fund. And so that's part of what we're going to talk about today. Of course, Paul and Brad have both had very extensive careers in Hollywood and some really neat people. If you just want to hang out with somebody, let me just tell you, these guys are the ones to hang out with. So
yeah, that's great.
We got so much coming up. So as we know that this is Kingdom Pursuits, and my producer's smiling at me, Keith, because speaking of July, because, you know, the whole event's in July that we're talking about. See, I tell my friends, Brock, that I'm there for them 24/7. And it sounds better than saying I'm there on the 24th of July.
Nice.
24/7. You got that, Keith? Yeah, okay,
that.
You got it. All right.
That's good.
So I don't know about you guys, Brad, Paul, but most people enjoy the day off on the 4th of July. Do you know who doesn't get the 4th of July off? Fire.
You.
No, fire doesn't get off because, you know, fire works on the 4th of July.
Fire always.
I like that.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Good word.
And another thing about the 4th of July is it's an annual reminder of how useless my dog would be in a war. If you notice that, it just, you know, your dog runs and hides. Yeah. So, you know, at the end of those shenanigans, I would actually have a Bible riddle. And our Bible riddle today is, which war in the Bible was jawed about the most? Which war in the Bible was jawed about the most? If you have the answer to that, I think we've got some muscadine juice for you. If nothing else, get Keith. Tell them what they'll win.
Well, they can win. They can win a lot of different muscadine prizes. Either way, you're going to get something from the great people at Muscadine.
Oh, Mighty Muscadine, not just
Mighty.
Muscadine.
My bad. Mighty.
No, Keith, it's so good to have Keith back. Keith had been my producer years ago, and so I got him this weekend, which was just a treat. That smiling face, man, on the other side of the glass means a lot to me. And so if you know which war in the Bible was jawed about the most, you can call us at 866-348-7884. And not only will you get the Mighty Muscadine, but I'm pretty sure you'll get a special invite from Brock himself to come out July 17th. Because, oh my goodness, what an event you guys are going to have. You got $1,000 you're giving away for...
Robbie, everybody's going to be a winner at our event. And I'll tell you, I was joking with my chiropractor about the fireworks. I told him next year I'm just going to set up at the ER and just watch the traffic coming in, because there are a lot of crazy videos with, you know, fire and people.
Yeah, it does. It is crazy.
But we're going to have some fireworks for this event. Everybody that comes out is going to receive a free 32-ounce bottle of our fresh-pressed muscadine juice. Robbie, it takes 5 pounds of fresh grapes to make one bottle of this. So I'm looking forward to talking more about this event throughout the program.
Oh, it is. And I'm trying to think, Paul or Brad, whichever you guys, it's hard for me to decide which, but you guys have both got such neat stories. But I you know, the idea behind this Christian Film Finishing Fund, I think it's the thing that I would love our listeners to know, you know, what that is, just coming out of the chute, because it is so cool. Brad, why don't you speak to that?
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, Kappa Studios is a post-production facility. And for those who don't know the film business, you know, after you shoot a movie, you film a movie, then you got to edit it, do sound design, color balancing, and then you got to create all the elements that are used for the theaters, the platforms, Netflix, DVD, whatever it is. So that's kind of what we do, the post side of things. And we have many, many shows and films that we work on. Some of them are fairly prominent in the faith film world. But we noticed that there were many projects that were just kind of getting stalled out. They would, they'd have a certain budget, and they would, you know, through a lot of times through no fault of their own, they would just kind of run out of money toward the end. So you had all these films and TV shows that project the gospel, that advance the kingdom, but you're just kind of stuck. As Paul often says, you drive by the road and someone's got a flat tire. And so, I don't know, I'll give Paul the credit, God the glory, Paul the credit here, that we just thought, well, how can we serve the Lord by serving these filmmakers so that these projects can get out into the culture with hope and prayer that it would impact the culture for Christ, that these individual projects would just go forth and spread the gospel. So as we prayed about it and really thought it through, Paul and I pray together every morning. We thought, well, what if we started a nonprofit fund where people could donate for the tax write-off and such, but that, you know, try to make a win-win-win situation and use those monies to help subsidize the finishing of these projects so that Kappa, with our area of expertise being all that post-production work, we can get these projects completed and into the culture faster so that, God willing, we can hopefully make a dent and just advance the kingdom through media.
Yeah, and being that I get a chance to speak with so many filmmakers on this show, I've been blessed so many years to interview many of them. It is really, really, really a struggle. And by the way, guys, I have to tell you that I was telling you that there was a filmmaker that I absolutely love, love, love. And I told you I thought his name, but his name is Jefferson Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who did these, yeah, Nikki and the Perfect Stranger and all these different, and like, oh man, I came back and I just said, oh, I got to tell my friends. This guy's movies are just out of, I mean, I a lot of times when I just come home and I need something, I need that pick me, I'll put on one of those because they just, you know, it's like bringing Jesus into your
yeah,
rather than watching something crazy. But Paul, prayer was a giant, huge part of why this happened, right?
Yeah, it really was. We, you know, my story, we actually, Brad actually did a little video about kind of telling our story and why, how we pivoted our company. And this is the story of prayer and faith. And I think if you really sit down and think about it, that's kind of what it all comes down to.
Well, unfortunately, we got to go to a break, but let me just say that all this is at KingdomPursuits.com. If you go to KingdomPursuits.com, you can see the Christian Film Finishing Fund, but all the stuff that's going on July 17th. In fact, you can register for the event right there. And as we mentioned, $1,000 in prize and stuff that they're giving away. It's going to be awesome. Plus, you get to find out more about your health. It's all coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And wow, we got poster children for that so much today. If your passion is muscadine, believe me, I'm sitting there with a guy. He can tell you things that are just going to blow our minds about the way that this can affect our health and how much we enjoy Jesus, right, when you feel better. And so we got a big event coming up July 17th in Mocksville, North Carolina. Very, very cool. At Triple J Manor House on 362 Interstate Drive in Mocksville specifically. This is coming up, as well as Paul Long and Brad Silverman with Kappa Studios and the Christian Film Finishing Fund. So we got so much on tap for you today. But we have Ramona is in Walnut Cove, and she's got to answer about this jawing situation. So, Ramona, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am just always glad to hear from you, Ramona. Actually, I haven't heard from you in a long time, so glad to have you back.
It does seem like it. Things just, there's so much going on.
There is. But, so yeah. Which war in the Bible was jawed about the most?
Well, it just came just immediately. I said it had to be Samson and the Philistine. You know? But you see the reason why. He had a bone to pick with him.
Oh, that was classic. Right, Ramona, you hit me. I love punmanship, and that's just right. This perfect, man. So,
it
Ramona,
was.
Thank you. You're a big winner, and you want to come out. By all means, you come out to a lot of events, so this would be a good one for you to come out, meet Brock, and have a chance to see all the stuff that's going on, right?
Yes, we would love to meet you, Ramona, and this is a community event. So come out, bring your friends, your family, your children. It's open to everyone. This pursuit, Robbie, started for Jerry Smith, the owner of LeBlue and Mighty Muscadine, back in 2006. And it really has been amazing to watch everything that God had put in the muscadine grape at creation, you know, just come to life with what we're doing. So 9 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock, the Triple J Manor House in Mocksville. We'd love to see everyone's smiling faces.
There you go. Thanks, Ramona.
God bless. Well, thank you. We're going to try and make it.
Awesome.
I hope so. I hope so. So, Brad, I understand I only have you for a few more minutes, and so I wanted to make sure that our listeners got a chance to hear a little bit more of your story, because it's just really a neat story. And like, I wish everybody could sit down with these guys and spend some time with them, because this is the kind of people that just – like love Jesus, and they love to talk about Jesus, and they love to share Jesus. And so, Brad, what would you want our listeners to know?
Wow, that's an open-ended question. Yeah, so for starters, yeah, my son, I coach his basketball team, so we have our first game of the summer. Actually, our first game in like a year and a half since COVID shut down. We're in California, so we've been shut down pretty good. So this will be our first game. So we're pretty excited about that.
Oh, I'm glad.
So I guess what I want people to know is how we're going to run the full court press and the half court offense. Well, I appreciate you so much, Robbie. And boy, when I said earlier, just meeting you felt like I've known you my whole life. So like Paul, I grew up in Los Angeles and pursued the film business from a pretty young age and had some success doing it. And at the same time, there was such emptiness the further I got along. And long story short, that is where the Lord, he was always there, but that's when he opened my eyes and opened my otherwise dead heart to him and began pursuing him about 25 years ago. And then I tried to pursue both Christ and the film business, the secular film business, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but for me personally, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't connect the dots. So I walked away from the film business. This is back in the I guess the late 90s, and just pursued ministry. Just that was where my passion was. And my wife and I just I just started studying, and we got to a place where we literally thought the Lord was calling me to be a youth pastor. So my wife and
wow.
I put our home, we put our home up for sale. We were going to be from Los Angeles, right? And we're going to be I was going to be a youth pastor in rural or northern Indianapolis.
Wow.
And yeah, it was just sort of a.
I see corn in your future.
That's right. Which I like corn. So I thought I was a win, right? So, but what did I know? And all that to say, Robbie, that when that didn't happen, this is about a decade ago, I just realized, you know what? A buddy of mine had said, well, what do you want to do? And I just kind of thought, well, gosh, I might have some unfinished business in film. But at this point, Robbie, I was a completely different person. You know, my motives were different. It was not as much an idol for me. It wasn't who I was. It was what I did. And I think the Lord, I needed that wilderness time to do that. So I began, just started writing and directing films that honored Christ and became a client of this incredible post-production facility in Burbank. And as you put it, beautiful downtown Burbank. And so as a client of Kappa Studios, that's where Paul and I became friends. And I just loved the facility. I loved the editing, the sound design, everything I talked about. So I was a writer-director, and I brought my films to Kappa, and they would finish them for me. And, you know, match made in heaven. And so in that process, Paul and I just prayed together, just became friends. And we didn't realize what we were praying for, but for 3 years, Paul and I prayed together. This goes back, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. And after 3 years of praying together, the Lord opened the door where I could come on board full-time at Kappa. And Paul and I just continued praying together every day, reading the Word together every day, and just saying, Lord, what do you want us to do? Lord, show us what it is to be faithful to you today. And Robbie, I can't say this is natural for me. It's not, but man, as we kind of, Paul and I just committed to being radically dependent on God and committed to just trying to walk by faith every day, sometimes every hour, because I'm that much of a wanderer. So
me too.
All that to say, brother, Paul and I started praying, and one little by little, the shows that we got to start working on, our biggest, I don't know if your audience would know the show called The Chosen. But it just kind of, the last couple of years, that one's gotten really big, and a few others that have really, really hit prominent in the faith space. Paul and I just continue just to pursue God as hard as we can daily and just seek him and, I guess, bringing it all home to start this finishing fund. We just thought wasn't our doing. It was something that the Lord really opened up for us, so. I don't know. That's
beautiful, beautifully said. Thank you so much. And, you know, again, Brad Silverman, and some of the movies, so that the listeners out there may want to write these down so they can go see some of the movies that you did in that time, Brad.
Oh, you bet. So the first one was called No Greater Love. That was a decade ago, or give or take. And then
Grace Unplugged. Oh, yeah. I love that movie. I love both Grace those Unplugged movies.
You're kind. And then last summer, Paul and I did our first joint effort that
really?
I directed, he produced, called Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad.
Oh, I got to watch it.
You got to check it out. I think it's, you can watch. You can find it anywhere. Just Google Selfie Dad. I'm sure you can find it for free online. It's kind of run its course in a good way. So Michael Jr., I don't know if you know, comedian Michael Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And comedian Shonda Pierce. Michael's the lead, the title character, and Shonda has she's kind of his foil. They are just brilliant and funny, and it's a funny movie, but it really, the goal of Selfie Dad is really to point men specific, dad specific, to really lead their families in the Word. So we use comedy as the vehicle, but trying to really point dads and families to really invest themselves in the Word of God together.
That's just beautiful. Well, switching gears, because, you know, dads need to be healthy, Brock. And so, you know, we got this big event. We don't want to neglect it. It's July 17th. So not only will they get a chance to get these prizes and stuff, but they're going to get the tour.
Yeah, this is going to be a real educational experience. So it's in a beautiful 120,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility where we're taking the muscadine grape, which is the state fruit here in North Carolina, and they're going to see every bit how we press the juice, how we make the oils. We actually have a product where we're pressing. Imagine, Robbie, taking the seeds of a muscadine grape and pressing that for the oil. It's just amazing. And so we're getting that fresh oil. We're getting the supplements. We're getting everything. And you're going to get to see it all.
Yeah. And Brock, you being the expert that you are, for those who, you know, I resveratrol and stuff, I can throw out these terms, but man, it's nothing like having you here. So explain to our listeners some of the benefits of the muscadine.
Well, the muscadine grape is, and I don't know why it's blessed like this, but it's nature's one of the most complete storehouses of things like resveratrol. So very big in antioxidants. And so you have resveratrol, ellagic acid, OPCs, just a bundle of goodness, Robbie, within the muscadine grape. So, yeah, it's great stuff, and the science is proven out. There's now over 26 published abstract papers with Wake Forest University leading the charge on our science. So it's going to be a great time.
Oh, absolutely. So, again, going back to, you're going to have an opportunity to go through these facilities to see not only the muscadine grape but the blue bottled water. And like, how do they make that happen? And how does that stuff taste so good? As well as, you know, meet Jerry himself, right? And you guys,
which is always fun.
Right. So everybody that comes, right, they get a 32-ounce bottle of Muddy
Muscadine. Jerry said, Brock, I just want to bless the people. We're going to give away a 32-ounce bottle of juice to everybody that comes in and spends time with us. We're going to have prizes, giveaways, and it's really going to be an educational experience. I'd love for your whole family to come out.
All right, so that's coming up July 17th, the Christian Film Finishing Fund, all that stuff is at kingdompursuits.com. We got so much more coming up, so stay tuned to Kingdom Pursuits, kingdompursuits.com. Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we are so blessed, really, really, really blessed to have with us today Paul Long with Kappa Studios and the Christian Film Finishing Fund, as well as Brock Agee with Le Bleu Bottled Water and Mighty Muscadine, whose event is coming up July 17th. Like everybody needs to be. It's going to be between 9 and 1. You can tour the vineyards. Like, man, and all they got going on, they got over $1,000 in cash and prizes. Everybody gets a bottle of juice. What an opportunity to take your family on a really fun. And believe me when I tell you, these folks are family. This is going to be a family-oriented event, no doubt. But also, we have with us right now Amy Cabo with The Cure. Her show comes on at 1 o'clock. And Amy, what do you got lined up today? I understand Redemption mobster to minister.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an extremely interesting show. We've got Robert Borelli, who joined at 14. He joined the Gambino crime family, quickly rose to mafia stardom. By age 20, he had 2 murder raps and ended up with 130 criminal charges.
Wow.
He experienced addiction and homelessness, but once saved by grace and redeemed by God, he became The Witness, which is the title of his book, and he received this calling, and is now a minister. It just comes to show that nothing's impossible for God. He can change any heart.
He really, really can. So Amy and Boris, my favorites, they're going to be on at 1 o'clock. It's a live show, too, so you can call in and join the fun with Amy. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless. All right. Well, getting back, we didn't have much of a chance to hear from Paul because we only had a short time with Brad, but let me just tell you that some time with Paul. Paul is the founder of Kappa Studios and really, really one of those people that, like, man, so much fun to be around. Just somebody that loves Jesus and loves to talk about Jesus. And so, Paul, same question back to you. What did you want to make sure that our listeners heard about what Jesus is doing out there in California?
Well, you know, I think
Thank you. I'm glad you brought this up. I heard that question of Brad. I thought, yeah, that's a good ski for me too. But anyhow, yeah, I think when I look into what's going on out in the state and the culture right now, things, the stories, the messages, just every area is under attack in so many ways. And what I've realized in looking at it is that the church is in tatters. People are not living for God. They're showing up in the church and they're not reading the word. They're not focused in on who God is and wanting to serve God. And we got into a situation here. I know that's true in the churches where there's a lot of people that speak the name of Christ but do not live for him, because I was one of them. And I spent many years in the
Me
church.
Me too.
Yeah. Just kind of hanging around. Yeah, it was just hanging around doing my stuff. And, hey, how are you? I'm blessed. All right, you blessed, I'm blessed. You know, and we did all this stuff, but I wasn't reading the word. I wasn't doing anything. And it showed up in my business, in my marriage. It just showed up everywhere. And so here's what I've concluded from looking at this. Just, I think the Lord is, by reading the word, here's what I've recognized. That we need to speak into the church. The word must be read and studied, and it'll change your life. And when it does, the fathers need to father up and start coming in and reading the word with their families, sharing what they learn each day with their children and their wives. And that little act of just getting in there and stepping up, I think, will start to change the church. People will rededicate themselves. They'll come to faith, ones that do not know God, that are in the church, and every version in between. And as they do, it's what I call the cup of faith. And the cup of faith right now in the church is very low. And we think that as men start to step up and serve God legitimately and with a heart of contrition, and we talked about sin. I've heard some of your commercials today where they're talking about sin or choices that we make that are wrong. That was awesome. That was David Jeremiah. And so, yes, there are choices that are made, but we're not locked in. When you come to faith in Christ, things change. You're a new creature in Christ. You're no longer held in bondage to sin. That's gone. Sin is still in the world, and it's there, but now you have the choice, and the Spirit of God will indwell you and give you the strength to walk through each challenge and each attack that way. So I think that as that happens, that cup of faith will fill, it'll overflow, and I believe strongly that it'll go out, and that's your evangelism. One-on-one evangelism will come from the overflow.
Oh, it's so much.
You don't have.
Paul, I cannot agree with you and more. I mean, it's just the cool thing to talk to Paul is to see the love that he has for the Word of God. And the reason we do is that it's Jesus. Like, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the more you read with your family, with yourself, I love the idea of selfie dad. I'm dying to see this movie now. But, I mean, of course, if you're going to, like you meet this beautiful young lady and you want to date her, well, you're going to get to know her. And the best way in the world to get to know the greatest lover of all time, he's wrote the whole book, man. And the more that we get, you know what I've found my whole life in Christ, actually, Paul, is I'll read something, gets me excited in the morning, and then I've got to share it with two or three people. I mean, you can't help but share it. So you couldn't be more right. As we read the word, the natural response is, man, let me tell you what I read this morning. And then people go, really? That's in the Bible? Like, and then who knows? They crack it open. Or better yet, to share it with your kids, man.
It's really great. You know, I was talking to a young man just the other day down here in Los Angeles, and we were sitting in a restaurant talking about the Lord, and he's basically unsaved. And his wife wakes up every single morning, and she's just full of dread and fear and anxiety. And he said to me, she says to me, you don't know what it's like. You have no idea what I'm going through. And what I recognize there is this very thing we're talking about, Robbie. I said to the guy, what do you have to give her? What can you give her? And what we very quickly concluded when I talked to him is, you got nothing to give. You have nothing. So the Word of God is what you give. The Word of God is what you give. And I gave him Isaiah 41:10. I said, write this down on a paper. I want you to take it to her and read it to her.
Really?
When she's telling you things, say, I do understand. And now you got something to give.
Oh, wow. Well, I got to go read Isaiah 41.
Yeah, it's a great one. I will tell it to you right now.
I'm okay.
Tell it to your listeners. It says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not fearfully look around, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
There you go. I mean, for somebody who's waking up with full of dread, what a beautiful thing. And, you know, one of the things that happens if, you know, for all of us, Brock, is we wake up and we don't necessarily feel good because we don't take care of ourselves. And water and muscadine are ways that we can do that, right, as well.
Well, I just got to say something that's on my heart. Paul, Brad, I love your story. And I'm just such an example of my dad, you know, really being in the Word of God. So as you guys are saying this, and I've got three children, and just so blessed, my dad radically gave his heart to God at 30 years old, and he was able to give us something. And, you know, that really resonates with me. And in case my dad's listening, I love you. Thank you for being in the Word of God and giving that to our family.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, awesome. That's beyond precious. And
yeah, it is special. It is special. Guys, I never even heard about Jesus till I was 28. Jesus was nothing more than a cuss word to me. Hmm. And the Lord just totally changed me. But it took time. And so, yeah, this is it. And so if you have that legacy that you've been given, Brock, that is awesome. You've been given something. I never had that. We grew up in a family where we worshiped work. We worked 7 days a week. That's what we did. And I love my parents. They were fantastic. But they didn't tell me this, but they modeled that you work. That's what you do. And so that's all I had. That's what I learned.
Wow. Yeah, I kind of experienced the same thing to some extent, Paul. And again, that's really where the rubber meets the road in so many different ways, is as we have an opportunity to share the Word of Christ every day. So we got one more segment coming up at Kingdom Pursuits. Go to kingdompursuits.com, find out all about the Christian Film Finishing Fund and the event coming up July 17th. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Again, today we have had so much fun with Paul Long and Brad Silverman with Kappa Studios, as well as Brock Agee with Le Blue Bottle Water and Mighty Muscadine with their event coming up July 17th. That's a week from today, by the way, next Saturday from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. And Brock, muscadine's going into space.
Isn't that crazy? Like, what's that all about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the state fruit. So you're going to be there. And the vineyards, when you come, guys, next week, I mean, these muscadines have just flowered, and now they're turning into these little baby little grapes. And now we had this article come out, and Dr. Lila and Marianne Lila and her team in North Carolina State University, they've been working with muscadines for space. And the reason why is when they're in tight quarters, Robbie, these astronauts, they have a tendency to get sick. So they need these compounds that will help them that are antiviral. And the muscadine has just been blessed with so many things that are antiviral, antifungal. You know, they grow naturally around here up through the trees. And one day it hit Jerry because all the farmers were saying that you had to spray them. Well, Jerry's looking up in the trees. He said, well, why are those that are, you know, up in the trees growing and not having a problem? They're not sprayed with anything. So we totally organically grow our grapes. They're never sprayed with any type of herbicide or pesticide, and they thrive. And you'll see that on the vines on July the 17th. So we're excited about it. We're excited about muscadines going to space. I don't think I'll go on that trip, but I'm glad the grapes are.
Well, getting back to my friend Paul, you know, what a cool thing it is to meet somebody. I met him, actually. Stu was doing a devotion, I think the first morning, and Paul and Brad were sitting there, and I got a chance to talk to him. And then almost any time I crossed his path, during the entire time, somehow or another, we were just drawn. Like, man, we had to talk, because this man is such a lover of Christ that he's got fresh stuff like Isaiah 41:10, Paul. And so, you know, what are some of the projects that you guys are working on that are exciting to you right now?
Yeah, you know, we just on the Christian Film Finishing Fund, we have a lot of requests for projects, and only ones that have a gospel message or that are bringing the hope of God and Christ to the screen we're dealing with. So we have a list of about 15 projects we'd like to get out this year, and we're fundraising for that. We've clicked off 4 of them so far, and I can get all those projects done by the end of the year or even the first quarter, depending on when those funds come in to continue on with that. There's a project about homeschooling that just came in, and they'd like to get it done, and they don't have the funds to walk it forward, and they're going to be short. And we've got an opportunity to take it out on Fathom events. And so these are neat opportunities. And that one there is talking about it. Experts all across the country are talking about homeschooling. And, you know, there's a show that's coming out pretty soon called Family Camp. It's a real cute comedy. It's a Christian comedy, and we really had a lot of fun working on that. The guys that did Unplanned are out right now. We're shooting another project. They'll be bringing that in. They're in the field right now shooting.
Oh, you know, the guys with Family Camp, they were at the NRB.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
And I got a chance to talk to them, too, just right there. I saw them looking up at their poster, man, and I was just like, so, you know, you guys look just like you, the people in the poster right there. Are you the, yeah. And it is so cool because, you know, you're walking around there and God has given each of those people some really cool gift. And yeah. He gave you the gift of film finishing. And so I know that you shine there, Paul, in a way that's absolutely unique. Would you mind sharing with our listeners what part of that really just flips your switch?
The thing that really flips my switch is serving these folks and finding the ones that get a flat tire like Brad was talking about. And what it really comes down to, we do everything under one roof. We offline, online, color, sound, visual effects. We do all the deliverables. We even do foreign language reversioning and stuff and trailers. I mean, what do you got? You know, I've been doing this over 30 years. So I've been here a lifetime doing it in the secular community. And we pivoted our company about 5 years ago and said, we're just going to do faith and family projects. And the Lord just really kind of provoked me that we just needed to do it different. So in that move, we decided we're either going to go God's way or we're just going to go out of business. And that's kind of how it happened. That's one of the things that Robbie and I enjoyed. He and I both come to a point of just kind of a fork in the road kind of deal. And so we hit that fork, and I call it jumping off the roof, and I jumped off the roof, and there's no taking that back. But God made a way. And so we have realized serving is really a lot of fun. And I've served secular filmmakers for many, many years, but serving the people in the faith community is different. And because they're doing something that matters, and they're trying to speak into the culture and to give people hope. And so those are things I'm interested in. The Christian Film Fund helps them when they run out of money. And so what Brad and I talked about is stuck on the road.
I hate we're out of time, man. I got to have you guys back. And I know I'm going to have Brock back because I've had, you know, so much fun. Again, if you go to Kingdom Pursuits or just go to the Christian Film Finishing Fund, I mean, it's pretty easy to do. Check these guys out. What a worthy, neat thing that these guys are doing. Be sure and mark your calendars for July 17th, 9 a.m. to 1. You know, what all's going on in Mocksville. And let me just tell you, Mocksville is the other beautiful downtown that I've said for years. You gotta come out to see Le Blue and Mighty Muscadine. Thank you so much, Paul. I can't tell you what it means for me that you guys got up this early. And Brock, God bless.
This is the Truth Network.